This message was recorded at Leeds Vineyard during a Sunday morning service. Please feel free to copy it or forward it if it's helpful. We pray that it may be God's word in season for you today.
Let me stir it up for a moment. You see, I have a problem with something called ownership. Four-year-olds fight over a plastic toy. "It's mine! No, it's mine," they both say. Ownership is an issue from the youngest age. Sometimes we say, "I just need to own that shirt, or perhaps this bike accessory, or for me, I just need to own that percussion instrument, or a new mute for my trombone." Our consumer culture pushes us to own as much stuff as possible. And yet so many in our world own almost nothing. There was an online game called Warcraft where a map designer misspelled owned as P-W-N-E-D. And that became a slang word for when you've been dominated by an opponent or a situation. And when hackers have taken over a computer, they have pawned it. Identity theft is when you've been pwned or pooned. There are lots of theories actually of how to pronounce this word, especially if you're Welsh with that W in there. And this is when stuff is owned in a bad sense. Now, I used to work for a large corporate where for a time taking ownership was the buzzword. And in those inevitable rounds of introductions, various managers would say, "I own such and such a product," or "I own the profit and loss for this business unit," or "I own service for the business." And of course, in the best sense, they meant they were taking initiative, taking action, caring about the outcome, taking responsibility for the result. But in the worst sense, some of them meant they were the boss, exclusively in control. They got to make all the decisions. It was their name that was seen by senior management. They guarded their territory jealously and constantly tried to increase their empire of ownership. And I felt controlled. I felt the competitive infighting and the corporate politics, and I didn't feel a sense of flourishing. Other people might use softer language and say, "I lead this." Some would say, "I manage that." But there are a few people who use a completely different phrase. "I look after the design team. I look after the contact center." And to me, that said something entirely different about that person's outlook on life and work. They still took initiative, still took action, cared about the outcome and took responsibility. They were still technically the manager and the leader, but somehow they didn't own or pwn their people. They weren't micromanaging or controlling. People flourished under their leadership. And there's something about those managers that reminds me of the way of Jesus. It's a way of thinking, a way of being, a way of acting that's for everyone, not just managers in business, but for all of us in everyday life. St. Paul said to Timothy, "Guard what has been entrusted to your care." And this is actually a whole theme that's woven throughout the Bible. And to explore what it means today, here's how I'd summarize what I've learned about it. As a follower of Jesus, I notice God entrusts me with a lot. It all belongs to God, so I am his steward, and I respond by looking after it. And in doing so, help bring about his redemptive kingdom purposes. So what are we talking about here? What is it that God entrusts to us? A lot. There are lots of things that we commonly believe we own. It might be clothes and bikes and percussion instruments. God entrusts us with material resources and money. And whether or not you feel you are wealthy, you have your body, your identity, your integrity. The Bible says you are not your own. You were bought with a price. Your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. Could be your time, your gifts. After all, gifts were given. It might be a household, a team, a business, a church group. God entrusts us with people. It's also God's world around us, the environment, public health in these times of COVID. These are things which are entrusted to us for the common good. So as a follower of Jesus, I notice that God entrusts me with a lot. And in this new series at Leeds Vineyard, we're going to be picking up a few of those things that God has entrusted to us and exploring what it might mean looking after it. Have you ever entrusted a precious thing to someone? Have you ever given your car keys to a 17-year-old? This is actually Lizzie giving her Fiesta keys to Alex. She says it was quite a big deal for her to let him have those keys. Have you ever allowed a 14-year-old babysitter to look after your young children, or allowed someone to lead in your group in a way that you didn't plan? How did it feel? You took a deep breath, you bit your tongue, smiled, and you didn't know the outcome, but you trusted them. And you had to, because they wouldn't grow and flourish unless you took your hands off the controls. And that's how it is with God entrusting us with all these things. He doesn't control us. He cares deeply, but he doesn't speak harshly. He knows we'll mess up sometimes, but why does he do it? It's because he wants us to flourish and grow. So as a follower of Jesus, I notice that God entrusts me with a lot. I notice that God entrusts me with a lot. Can I encourage you to notice the way he trusts you and the things he entrusts to you? Perhaps you use the examine, or perhaps you have a habit about the attitude of gratitude each morning or each evening. Look out for the things that God entrusts to you. Give thanks. Think about who really owns them. You see, it all belongs to God. So I am his steward and I respond by looking after it. The earth is the Lord and everything in it, the world and all who live in it, says the psalm. To the Lord your God belong the heavens, even the highest heavens, the earth and everything in it, in Deuteronomy. Interesting one here. The land must not be sold permanently, because the land is mine and you are but aliens and my tenants. And that's the deeds from our house. Who has a claim against me that I must pay? Everything under heaven belongs to me, says the Lord God. It all belongs to God. Your body, your money, your time, your garden, that is your land, the things you manage, the environment. The ownership is not yours, and that changes everything about your attitude, your outlook, and your actions. So as a follower of Jesus, I notice that God entrusts me with a lot. It all belongs to God and I'm his steward. That's a strange word, steward. These days it tends to mean the bouncers or the people you find who find you a seat at the cinema. But in Bible times, it was a bit different and really quite special. Stewards were the specially trusted slaves put in charge of the household affairs. You'll remember the stories of Joseph and Daniel in the Bible. They started like that, as slaves, and eventually became stewards, managing a city or even a country. In the New Testament, the apostles appointed stewards to look after the poor and the vulnerable. They were trusted people. So stewards, that is a high value word in their culture. And Jesus told several stories about stewards with the clear idea that followers of Jesus are stewards looking after talents or vineyards and whatever those metaphors mean. And although today I'm challenging our cultural self-oriented notions of ownership, we are still personally assigned things to look after. We do have stuff. We are stewards. And being a steward is an identity, not primarily a task. It's because I am a steward, I look after things. That's just what a steward does. It's part of who I am, a response to God's trust. So it all belongs to God. I am his steward and I respond by looking after it. So what does looking after it mean? Let's take a look at Matthew 25. When Jesus told the parable of the bags of gold, the servants or stewards did different things. The kingdom of heaven will be like a man going on a journey who called his servants and entrusted his wealth to them. To one, he gave five bags of gold, to another two bags, and to another one bag, each according to his ability. And then he went on his journey. The one who received five bags of gold went at once and put his money to work and gained five bags more. So also the one with two bags of gold gained two more. But the one who received one bag went off, dug a hole in the ground, and hid his master's money. So there's one who buried his money in the ground. That's actually basic stewardship. Guard and protect what you've been given. Don't expose it to risk. But if you read on, you'll see Jesus said that was wicked and lazy. So Jesus is trying to raise the bar. It's not just about protecting stuff. The other two servants invested wisely to make a profit. Stewardship the Jesus way is about realizing potential, developing and growing, taking responsibility, organizing, structuring, optimizing. So we respond by looking after what God has entrusted to us, whether that's time, our money, the environment, or even our own bodies. But why? What's the bigger picture? Why does God entrust us with all of this in the first place? As a follower of Jesus, I notice that God entrusts me with a lot. It all belongs to God, so I am his steward and I respond by looking after it. And in doing so, help bring about his redemptive kingdom purposes. Jesus came to earth for a purpose, to reconcile all things to himself, to destroy the works of the evil one, to redeem and save his people by giving his life, to usher in the kingdom of God and eventually the new heavens and the new earth. And as we look after it, our time, our money, the environment, we participate in God's purposes, those same purposes that Jesus had. As we look after our people in our households, teams, businesses, church groups, we help usher in God's kingdom. And we do it together as a community of faith. As followers of Jesus, we notice that he entrusts us with a lot. It all belongs to God, so we are his stewards. And we respond together by looking after it. And in doing so, help bring about his redemptive kingdom purposes. This way of thinking about things is quite strange. It can be a bit like putting on some new glasses. Wearing these glasses, I see the world differently. I do different things on my bike, like I was this morning before church. I have a new perspective. Paul said to Timothy, guard what's been entrusted to your care. And I pray that this perspective of Jesus will influence you when you hear yourself saying, that's mine. And when you see something, challenge yourself when you want to own something. I pray that you will notice the world around that God has entrusted to us and care for it. So just to finish, here's my prayer for you. As you wear these new glasses, may you follow Jesus. May you notice all that he entrusts you with. It all belongs to God and you are his stewards. May you respond by looking after it and in doing so, help bring about his redemptive kingdom purposes. Amen.